Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.
Welcome to Biz Podcast. Today we are joined by Harvey Ockrim from Satellite UK, and today he's going to be interviewing Darren Grapes from Grapes Design. Lovely having you both on Biz Podcast today.
Well, Darren Grapes is the owner and lead designer at award-winning interior design practice Grapes Design. Darren, can you just tell us a bit about your business and what your role is within Grapes Design?
Okay, so Grapes Design, we've been going for 22 years now. We're based in Hoxton. Predominantly, we serve the hospitality sector. However, we do some retail projects as well. My role as creative director is really to oversee the two top team members. I've got two design managers who obviously oversee the projects that we have in the office at the moment. So these at the moment are varying from a couple of quite high-end leisure projects. We've got one at an airport, and we've got a really brand new rollout concept that we're doing in Soho, as well as some of our current rollout programs that we're doing. One with an ongoing brand called Dirty Martini, so that's something that we're continuing to develop and get different sites throughout the UK.
And with interior design, it's a fashion thing and follows trends. Thinking back over the years, how have you managed to keep ahead of the curve and deliver some exceptional projects, and perhaps give us an example of one in particular?
I often think that one of the things, obviously, from our end, is that we need to give the client confidence that what they're buying into. Now, whether that's a brand new concept we're building from the ground up, or whether that's an actual refurbishment of an existing venue. And I think it's gaining the client's confidence. Now, obviously, that will come from two areas. That's going to come from us actually presenting a scheme that really hits the brief. And the second thing will be the fact that it's experience. So I think they're buying into your experience, and they're buying into their experience by buying into your team and your supply network, which often, you know, that can change, but we like to take on the role of giving the client the best of for that particular venue. Going back to your question, obviously, about trying to keep ahead of the curve when it comes to creation and creativity, I think one of the things, I'll give you an example at the moment, was obviously trying to foresee what would be the next trend in the sense of bars, quite high-end bars. So one of the things that we felt recently was this, there's been a real, I suppose, trend in doing a lot of botanical bars. So the use of floral displays, dried flowers, that sort of thing, trying to create this almost landscape within the interior. So I think one of the things that we wanted to do was to try and do the opposite of that. So one of the venues that we've just completed for Doubletree, for Hilton Doubletree at Tower Bridge, is a place called Savage Garden, which what we wanted to do there was not use anything botanical, but everything within that space was very rustic and very savage. And we did that by the use of materials rather than by the use of actual floral and botanical. So really what we're trying to do is to try and second guess what will be the next trend. I'm not saying that we're trendsetters, but I think one of the things that we do is we probably do look at fashion and film and see what's relative.
And what, in your opinion, has revolutionised the hospitality market in recent years?
What's revolutionised? I think there's a number of things. I think it's choice. I think choice within the market, the food, especially the food and drink market. People obviously travel more, and I think the idea of choice within the market has enabled to a bit of an explosion, so that you have all these different culinary choice throughout the market. The other thing that I think that's had a big impact is the amount of developments. I think with the sort of explosion of the domestic and residential market, I think a lot of developers have given retail opportunities within those developments. In other words, They've built food courts. They've built vistas and street scenes that create all these new sites for all these different restaurants and bars. So I think that the idea of choice and the amount of development that's happened in the last 10 years, I think that's driven the whole revolution of hospitality. And I think it's gone full circle, because obviously now things are having to be reined in a little bit, because perhaps we did reach a saturation. I think some of the landlords did oversell on their expectations. So I think it's now a bit survival of the fittest, really.
Throughout your own career, I'm sure you've been involved in many different projects. However, it's always a challenge to convince some of the clients that a professional design team can add value to your business. So some operators have limited budgets, as we know, and try to make savings through the design process. What advice would you give to anyone who thinks they can design it themselves?
A very, very simple word: don't. I think for me, it's always you need to have that professional approach. And I think we get obviously different people, different inquiries. We obviously try and tailor our service to the bespoke needs of the client. And I think, you know, we as a practice, it's our skill to try and make sure the design fits the budget. And I think often we will try and meet those expectations, but it is we have to have an understanding, or we do have an understanding of the budgets, and so we often will design within those constraints. I think there is always a need to try and dilute the scheme at the later stages, but as long as you don't lose the essence of the job.
Yeah, the favourite expression, value engineering.
Value engineering, yeah.
Finally, regular listeners already know that I'm very much of the opinion that you only get one chance to make a first impression. In one sentence, what would you say is the most important thing required for our clients' customers to enjoy the art of hospitality?
I think it's just creating that, like I said from the beginning, it's really that making sure the client buys into the trust of the team, and making sure that you deliver and meet their expectations. And I think that's the art of delivering a good project.
Darren Grapes, thank you very much.
Biz Surrey and Hampshire.